Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies of South Philly, as we are every Monday. Love being here. Monday's Jordan Mailata show at 6. Jordan Mailata, myself, and Elliot Shore Parks. It's the Players Lounge at 7, live from our new chairs with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest is Tanner McKee,
the official quarterback of the Players Lounge.
Oh, has he done more Players Lounge appearances than anybody else, or yeah. Just?
Well, I'm just saying, when we get a quarterback on here, really all the guys that are on the Players Lounge
are the official
place of the Players Lounge.
So does that?
You stolen Jordan Mailata.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, it's been because you guys had Jordan a bunch in the Players Lounge, right?
Yeah.
Jordan, you know what I've noticed about Jordan? Jordan loves having his name on the show.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that it's called the Jordan Mailata Show.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, look at that. The Jordan Mailata Show.
There it is.
Yeah, there you two are.
There we are, me and Elliot.
Questioning the football team.
Yep, as usual.
Yep.
By the way, we will have Nick Sirianni's day after press conference very, very soon. I can't wait to hear the A.J. Brown question and answer. I know he's going to find a way to not answer it. The coaches' press conference sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com.
How long will the answer be? Over, under a minute and a half?
On the A.J. thing?
Yeah.
You know what he should just say? He should just say, we handle that stuff internally. Done. That's what he should do.
He'll start with that. And then
he won't just end there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he will acknowledge that as anything for him to handle.
Oh, I'll leave that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know what he meant by that tweet.
Yeah. I like the Bible, too.
I haven't spoken to AJ, so yeah. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to.
I love the I haven't had a chance
yeah,
to talk to him.
I haven't had a chance to speak to him. Players are off today.
Yeah.
I don't know what he meant by the tweet.
Well, players are in today, though, right? They're off tomorrow.
That's a good point. Yeah,
he will have seen him, right?
Yeah, that's true.
What if he says, I haven't seen the tape yet?
Well,
it's usually the line they roll out.
Yeah, I haven't seen the tape.
I'm going to watch the tape after this.
Yeah.
Was that Chip?
Yeah. Well, I hadn't talked to the doctors and he didn't watch the tape.
I'm going to talk to the doctors after I talk to you guys.
Yeah. Man, what a guy.
215-592-9494. Reese in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas?
Finally, a truth teller on this show.
Oh, yes, finally. It's been 229 days since I tried to call in and was on hold for 3 hours and 55 minutes.
Wow.
I had to take a little strike, personal strike on you guys.
Why?
But, that's our loss.
What did we do?
No. I just was on hold from 201 to 555. I'm like, God, but I did hear Corey call me out. As the first caller back in that day, I never got to get to him. But that's saved for a later date. I got a solution that is a big elephant in the room. Jalen Hurts or A.J. Brown cannot be on this team after next year. And we're going to have to trade the second-best quarterback on the team, Jalen Hurts, because there's no way that this offense should be this putrid, this egregiously bad. If any other quarterback had zero passing yards. I mean, the average quarterbacks in this league would play with this offense. We don't pass the ball a lot, and we got great wide receivers. Not many elite quarterbacks would sign up for that type of offense. It's obvious what the problem is, but I understand the Hurt sexuals. They want to defend him at every cost. He's the reason we won yesterday, despite having zero passing yards. I don't understand it. he's the obvious issue with the team. And I was wrong. I said we can't win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. I was wrong. We won the Super Bowl despite Jalen Hurts.
Well, I played great in the games.
In spite of Jalen Hurts, not despite Jalen
Hurts. Well, it was 24-0 at halftime. With all due respect, Hooper DeJean had a pick six, and Vaughn had an interception at the 8. So the defense really contributed 14 of the 24 points.
Reese,
the game was over by
Reese, then. You don't really think, though, that they're going to trade Jalen Hurts, do you?
Of course he doesn't.
Absolutely. I think Howie Roseman knows the limitations. He sees it. I think he would make what's best. The best interest for this team. And if you put Tanner McKee, you can replace Jalen Hurts with Tanner McKee better than you can play A.J. Brown with whomever you think you can replace him with. Tanner McKee can make this offense be okay. Even better. He got a better arm. He's taller. He releases the ball quicker. Like, it's the obvious move to me. You know,
are we going to continue to let this nonsense just keep flowing?
Well, I'm waiting for you to say something.
Please, yeah. Let this nonsense keep
Michael, please, ask him later tonight. Exactly.
Reese, in all seriousness, why would the Eagles get rid of a quarterback that does nothing but win football games?
Because he's not the reason we win, Spike. He is not the reason. He's carried by a bunch of talent on the team. There's 20 other quarterbacks who would have won that game.
And that may be true. That may be true. I'm not going to even
argue
that.
Ain't no maybe about it.
No, that may be true. But here's what I'll tell you. When the last time can you tell me he cost you a game?
That he cost us a game?
Yeah.
Super Bowl, we lost to the Chiefs.
He didn't cost us that. He didn't cost us that game.
Also, that was 3 years ago.
3 points.
I mean,
yeah, and that was 3 years ago. Hold on. That was 3 years ago.
That's off the top of the head. He doesn't make passes because
you'd have to go back to the end of the 2023 season, some of those games where you can maybe blame Jalen. The Seattle game, a couple throws late in that game. I think he certainly could have made better decisions. I didn't like the Cowboys game either, but it seemed like no one showed up after they all got throttled by the 49ers the week before. But Jalen rarely costs you games. I'm not saying he's the reason that you win or he's the sole reason that you win. I'm not saying he puts the team on his shoulders. Yes, we know it's a great roster. What I'm saying is that he doesn't cost you games. He doesn't cause you to lose games. You win an awful lot with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback.
We the 29th in passing.
I understand that. Yes.
Of course he doesn't cost us because he doesn't get the opportunity.
Sure he does. Yes, he does. He gets the opportunity.
He doesn't throw 30-plus passes a game.
We don't need him to.
Devontae Smith, they are underperforming because the quarterback isn't good enough. We don't put him in a position to throw the ball because that's not his strength. If we get Tanner McKee back there, he's going to look like an MVP candidate.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I certainly think he would thrive in the offense. For sure. Listen, I like Tanner McKee. I'm sure
he'd play good.
I would agree with you. I don't know.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to run the same.
Exactly. You take away the running element of the offense from the quarterback position, which means he has to be that much better at throwing the football. Like, he has to be. That's why Nick Foles, right? Like he can show you in glimpses. But the longer you're out there, then some of the things you don't do well get exposed. So Jalen, for him being a starter for 5 years and winning at the rate he does, this is why I always push back against people that feel like anybody could do what he does. Because they couldn't. Because there is something to making winning plays and not making losing plays. Believe me, I see a lot of quarterbacks that make bad throws. Baker Mayfield late in that game. It's first down right there. That's a bad decision. Throw the ball away. You never see Jalen make that throw in that situation. Doesn't mean he's never thrown an interception. I'm just saying when it's coming down late and he has to score or put the ball in the end zone, I don't really recall many times where he makes bad decisions that cost him the game.
He's
played a lot of football.
Also,
he's played a lot of football in 5.5 years.
Functionally, I just don't know how, as an organization, you go. Things would have to get so bad.
They're not trading Jalen.
Got to lose games.
Yes.
You would have to be losing games. Why would you trade your quarterback when he does nothing but win?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, the AJ thing might be a thing.
Yeah, AJ, that may happen with him, and that I think that depends on AJ. I don't think the Eagles would want to get rid of A.J. Brown. They love A.J. Brown as a player. Why would they want to get rid of A.J. Brown? That would have to be A.J. requesting to be moved on from.
Can you imagine?
I don't think that's going to – I mean, who knows what the future will hold after the season, but the Eagles in no way would be looking to trade A.J. Brown.
Can you imagine the contract negotiations for the next A.J. Brown contract as A.J. sits down and the Eagles go, you know, you're only averaging –
Right. Now that's different.
Then he'd say, put on the tape.
Yeah, if it's time for a new deal, yeah. Know, things may get tricky then.
Well, because he signed before last year, right?
Yeah, so he signed an extension.
Yeah. We will have Nick Sirianni's press conference for you as soon as it goes live. 215.
It's 4-0, man.
Yeah. 592-9494. Donald in Chester, you're on WIP. What's up, Donald?
Hello. Hey, I call Tom.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What's up, Don?
Yes, it has. It's Spike. This is my first time calling in while you've been on the show.
Spike is hosting, yeah.
What's up, Don?
You know, listen, I do have to agree with you with the passing game here. See, I just believe that they're just too conservative for what it is that they're trying to do. Because I'm sitting there and I remember something that Jack said about having Ben Johnson. And I was thinking about Joe Brady from the Buffalo Bills because, man, they just do so much to keep them from just having the standard drop back and throw the ball. Because I really agree with you. If we can't run the football, we can't drop back like 30 or 40, 45 times a game and do that because Jalen, he can't run the ball that much. You know, that takes a toll. And see, and AJ said something before the game. Before he tweeted what he tweeted, he told the reporter in the locker room, he said, you know, he said, Saquon has set us up last year. He set us up in the passing game. And he said that we want to be there for him this year. You know, we want to be able to do that.
And AJ didn't talk after the game yesterday.
No. He talked before the game.
Oh, before the game. Okay.
Yeah. Spike, there was an interview inside the locker room and the reporter, and he told them, and he said, we want to be there for Saquon. He's talking about Smitty, you know, Goddard and Dotson. You know, he's talking about we want to be there for him because of how he set us up last year. You know, and I think AJ is frustrated, and I think with that tweet, AJ might have already had said something and voiced his opinion along with Hurts, especially after the Rams game, and I think that's what that tweet, you know, was coming from. Because, see, I'm in the 48%. And the reason why I'm in the 48% is that until Sirianni and Petullo go above and beyond to get Hurts the ball, I mean, get A.J. the ball, if he's being covered, you know, then, you know, there's multiple things that we can do with him. Once that doesn't work, then I can understand A.J. is cooked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And AJ is burnt. So my thing is, until Petullo and Sirianni work hard at the passing game and not just waiting for the run game to come around, you know, I'm going to always be looking at those two about that.
Well, how'd the running game and how'd the passing game look in the first half?
I just thought, I think in the first half it looked good until the adjustment was made. So once the adjustment was made, it didn't seem like we made an adjustment. See, I think AJ, I think A.J. doesn't have a problem winning. A.J. doesn't have a problem with Saquon running the ball. He just knows that when we can't run the ball, the passing game shouldn't look like that. It should look similar to what the Rams in the second half, and it should look similar to what it did in the first half and the Bucs game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what his frustration is. Because
I looked at yesterday, and it appeared to me they tried to get him the ball in the second half. I'd be surprised if anybody was targeted more than A.J. in the second half of that game.
Well, there's no way that anyone was, actually. Because they only threw eight passes.
And I think five of them went to A.J.
Yeah,
I just think that, like, we need to, like, you know how they threw the shovel passes to Dallas Goedert?
Yeah.
You know, and they got the touchdown. I just think that we just need to see a little bit more creativity, you know, for the passing game and not for it to be so reliant on the run game, because the guys up front, you know, are just human. I mean, they've been immortal for the last couple of years, and they have.
Sure.
But, man, they struggling, and they need to get it together. But their pass blocking was a little bit better yesterday than it was better since the second half of the Rams.
Donald, you know what potentially could happen? Your offense can stall, or turnovers can happen when you are consciously trying to force the ball to somebody.
Yeah, right. I got that. I got that. All right, because I'm one of Hurts' biggest fans since Bama, and I don't agree with forcing the ball. It's just that a lot of times, you know, I like to make sure that the coaching and the coordinator dotted all their I's and crossed all their T's before I say something about A.J., and it was just that there was – I just think
– But what we're saying about A.J., though, is him putting a tweet out. Like, we all agree that he should get the ball more. We agree that he's frustrated, and justifiably so. But the discussion surrounding A.J. is more or less, is he happy here? Is he happy with winning? They won a game yesterday.
That might be an issue. And that might be an issue. And I was thinking this. I don't know if this is – what the case is, but he may just have an issue with the whole philosophy now, because the philosophy is about going through Saquon.
Well, yeah, but they win football games.
I know. I know. But you know what?
They're
winning.
You
know what? Maybe some guys are just tired of just winning. You know, and
you'd rather side with that, right? Yeah. You're tired of winning. You want AJ to get the ball so he's happy.
I mean, no, I'm not saying all that, but I do understand the part, because if AJ said that they wanted to come through and be able to carry Saquon and carry this running game, see, I understand that part for his frustration for not opening up the offense more.
But all we're saying, Donald, is that he doesn't need to voice it or tweet it.
Yeah. I just think he got tired, man. I just think he did. Yeah, I mean, you're right, but I think
he just got nine balls last week and a touchdown and 100 and some yards.
Thank you for the call, Donald. Just don't tweet it. If you're pissed off, tell your coach.
We all understand the frustration.
100%.
I'm just more or less like, come on, big dog. We're winning. And I'd be a hypocrite if I've gotten on Cassidy about this.
Yes,
I mean, and
about
being
selfish.
Yes.
Yes.
So I can't ignore this. This is more about AJ than it is about the team or anything else.
Can you imagine if AJ was the level of player Cassidy was? It would be like Jahan Dotson tweeting out that he wasn't getting the ball enough. You know,
Jahan called a straight air.
Well, I mean, no offense, but where in his hierarchy on the team, it's like AJ is being saved on two levels. One, because he's so good, and two, because people know he's being genuine. Like, that he's honestly feeling this way, and he's honestly frustrated, and we understand why he's frustrated.
I get it. Yeah. I really do get it. We've ranted and raved and on behalf of AJ all year long.
But it makes it hard when he
does this. All I'm saying is the team won, and this becomes a storyline, and it doesn't need to be a storyline. And it's not just Philadelphia media. It's a national storyline. Listen, it's not the end of the world, but it's a storyline when you really could be talking about the Eagles overcoming a place where they usually struggle and don't come away with W's. They've come away with a W, and they're one of two teams that's undefeated after 4 weeks. We always say you got to sort of feel your way through the first month of the season. It's like preseason. Well, guess what? We said that last year, 2-2, and we wanted people fired. Everything was going on. Well, they're sitting at 4-0 and not playing their best football. They're sitting at 4-0 and not playing their best football. So the best is still to come. The best is still to come. And that's what I need AJ to sort of focus in on, is that it's a long season and this thing will turn around for you. It'll turn around for you, but you can't create waves that become a distraction to a degree for Nick to have to answer, Jalen has to answer, and they all have to walk on eggshells around this because they understand AJ's frustration and they know they're going to need him. So you can't dismiss it. You can't dismiss it, but you also can't feed into it because you spend all week talking about team and sacrifice and commitment, and winning is the only thing that matters. So, like, these goes against some of the principles and core values that Nick has that he's preaching every week. And AJ just has to do a better job of bottling this stuff up, man. And sometimes it's best not to say anything. If you didn't want to speak to the media, that's fine. We would have got the message.
Yep.
We would have got the message. But you put the tweet out there, and it's like, okay, yep, that confirms. he's not happy.
By the way, if at the end of the year you're not happy with how it's going, ask to get traded.
No.
I'm just saying – I'm saying during the year, and you said they haven't played their best football. Also, they may have just played their toughest four-game stretch of the year.
Yes.
Like, the next game, we have Denver, who's good but fine.
Giants, twice?
Yep. Giants twice
and
before
Minnesota
the end of October. And Minnesota, who's fine. But,
yeah, but that could be another four wins.
Yes.
We could be sitting at 8-0.
At the bye.
Come on, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing good. Back to back.
Speaking of Nick Sirianni, he's obviously trying to ice us out.
Yep.
That's why he hasn't started his press conference yet. We will bring it to you as soon as it's here. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Fellas, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, listen, I'm sitting here listening to you, Ike, man, and I'm agreeing with everything you say, and I usually don't do that. When I call into this show, man, it's not that you have bad points. You were a former player, so. But I want to make a point, but I want to say this first. Anybody that thinks that the Philadelphia Eagles should trade Jalen Hurts, you are out of your mind.
Out of their mind.
Yeah, it was one guy.
Control.
We don't need the
insane.
Nobody's
you're
saying
out
that.
Of your mind. You're going too far. And
yeah.
I want to make a point, but I want to say this first.
I love Philly.
When
Kai hasn't lost a game since September of last year.
No, I'm sorry. So when AJ came here, right, he wanted to come to Philadelphia because he wanted to play with Jalen. And I'll make my point right after I say this. He wanted to play with Jalen. That was very clear. You look at the phone call that they had between one another. When, you know, the trade happened or whatever it was that happened, and he was over the moon excited, man. He was happy to be coming to play. Nobody ever called Jalen Aaron Rodgers before he came here. He has never been a guy. That was the biggest problem that Nick Saban had with him at Alabama. He was a guy that, you know, threw the ball often. He always wanted to go to the run. We know that Nick had the famous saying where he talked about he took away Jalen's ability to run the ball in practice because he wanted him to focus on reading the defense and throwing the ball more. So, with that being said, I think AJ, and this is my point, I called in not to speak to you guys. I want to say this because there was a turning point in my life. I'm 42 years old now, right? And I know for emotionally unintelligent people, they hear all the noise. So if AJ can do the things that he's doing right now, trust me, he listens to 94 WIP. So I want to speak directly to this young brother, and whether he hears it or not, I'll let that go in the wind. But AJ does not have a problem with anything except for emotional unintelligence. And I can remember a point in my career when I was young and I was playing ball, and my college coach sent me to a therapist. And I thought he was crazy as hell when he first did it. But what it did for me was this guy introduced me to a book called Emotional Intelligence. And it was a book written by this guy. I think his name was Daniel Goldman. I'm saying that because AJ likes to read. We all know that. Go pick that book up, man. go pick it up, go read it. Because I think where AJ is suffering right now is that he looks at discipline. He looks at the things that he brings to the table for this team as all he needs to do. I'm a disciplined guy. I've learned all these different things playing sports, and I'm doing everything I'm being asked to do. But emotional intelligence for him will be the next step. And what I mean by that is, if you take a football game, for example, discipline is knowing, okay, we only got 5 seconds left, 10 seconds left on the clock. We need to run back to the huddle. That takes discipline. Emotional intelligence is when you get there, you ain't getting the ball. Maybe this route is going to this young guy, to this rookie, or whatever it is. You making sure that he understands what he's supposed to be doing in that moment, and that you're giving him everything he needs to do to make sure that the play or whatever goes the way it's supposed to. I think AJ is going to be fine long term, but what I would like for him to understand is exactly what you're saying. This is a long season. Don't make yourself the talking point all year where people are looking at you and then they turn, especially in Philadelphia, they turn from being on your side when it comes to certain things. Because I'm there. Y'all know I'm a Jalen Hurts guy through and through. I'm never going to change that. I love this young brother, everything about him. But at the end of the day, I also agree with AJ. You knew when you came here, this guy was not a world beater when it came to throwing the ball. And we can all look at the situation. Y'all tell me, Ike Spike, if Kevin Petullo was the head coach, was the offensive coordinator of any other team in the league right now, is he 4-0?
I don't know.
Depending on what team he's on.
I'm not saying give me the facts. I'm saying, do you think he would be the offensive coordinator of a 4-0 team if he were anywhere else right now? First year, do you think he's showing you that on a week by week basis with the way he's running this offense or putting it out there on the field? Is he 4-0?
I legitimately have no idea. There's only one other 4-0 team in the NFL, so probably not. But
okay.
There's only one other offensive coordinator in football right now who's 4-0.
Okay, so my point is this. Throughout Jalen's career, Shane Steichen, we saw what Jalen did under Shane Steichen. Yes, he threw the ball a lot more under Shane, but we see what Shane has been able to do with the guy in Daniel that he has right now. He's a good coach, and he coaches offense in a really good way. Jalen has played under 5 OCs since he's been here, and he's found a way to make all of them appear to be really good. You look at New Orleans right now. They're not – come on now. So
what do you think the Saints record would be with Jalen at quarterback?
I think it would be better than it is because you put Jalen anywhere since high school. Show me where he's ever lost that – Where is he not won?
Jalen makes all of the offensive coordinators.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this: if I go talk to a young guy right now, right, I will tell them right now. You might all not right. be able to beat AJ Brown. You might not be able to.
All right. I got it. I appreciate the call, Anthony. I got it.
Been a long-winded
hour.
Too
much Jalen love?
Well, no. Nah. I didn't know. He thinks A.J. Brown should see a therapist and read a book, I guess. I think he should not tweet. I think he should not tweet about not getting the ball when the team is 4-0. That's all. That's all I think. And I think if he is pissed off about not getting the ball, we all agree with him. He should get the ball. He should also talk to his coach and talk to his quarterback about what he can do to get the ball. And they should solve it because they will be a better team if they get him the ball more.
Do the Eagles know that Donovan's on it for?
Yeah, I guess they have no idea.
Yeah, do they realize that?
All right. Why don't we will take a break. When we come back, we'll have two things. So we have Nick Sirianni talking. And we'll also have Donovan McNabb. At the same time. Yeah, we'll interview Donovan while Nick's talking. We'll figure it out. That is coming up next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know you can watch all the action, all the Eagles action at your local Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.